This special development program for FANCI itself has to be elaborated and implemented with urgency. This program will include physical infrastructure facilities such as village roads and footpaths, housing, sustainable livelihood projects, and the improvements in the facilities for primary and adult education, health services, sports and culture. These facilities have been upgraded over the past several years, but more is still left to be done. Mr. Speaker, the community of FANCI, including the affected families in the tragedy, has requested that a fitting memorial be erected for the students who died. I agree. So, too, must one be constructed in memory of our 12 loved ones who perished in the Christmas Eve disaster of 2013. We intend to proceed promptly on these. Each of the surviving students who do not as yet receive a monthly support payment will receive one, sufficient for their education and sustenance. This is of utmost urgency. Moreover, a commitment is being given by the government to each student to finance his or her further education and training at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Community College and beyond, at the University of the West Indies, or at a comparable cost at any other university, provided, of course, that the student meets the requisite matriculation qualifications for entry to college or university. Mr. Speaker, I have already written to every one of these surviving 11 students, outlining our commitment to them.